Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Haywood Sullivan. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth, the third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Sullivan moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Sullivan scores. Tuttle moves to third. Carey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano strikes out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to second. Ed Rakow now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Tuttle throws it away. That's an error on Tuttle. Pierce scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 9-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to second. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunkel fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to second, double play. Robinson moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunkel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing second base. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. Pignatano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it, throws to second, with Aparicio covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Keegan now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio strikes out. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 3 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Ed Keegan. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.